Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Town Mouse, Country Mouse. It's written by Jan Brett and illustrated by her as well. And if you, my friends, do not have any Jan Brett books in your life, you've got to do that. Stop what you're doing and go and get some Jan Brett. Visit your library if you must. But I tell you what, they're worth looking at because every page has an amazing journey of illustration and art and world that you can explore. And they're pretty awesome to look at, aren't they? Yeah. So my question to you today, before we jump into the story, is this. Are you from the town or from the country?
Town.
You're from the town? Yeah. I'm actually from the country, kind of, comparatively. But I'm happy where I'm at right now.
You want to know how I'm from the town?
How?
Well, the town of New York.
I don't think you were quite from the town of New York, but you were born in Burbank, and that's a pretty big town.
No.
Oh, you're...
I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even get to that part. Of course you are. Queens, right? Yeah? Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
How do you know my name?
I'm the all-knowing narrator, so I kind of know everything.
How many hairs?
Good question. All right, so before we get started, today's story is read by Mommy and...
No, you said your narrator.
Narrator. And Spider-Man.
Narrator.
Here we go. One morning, the town mouse woke up shivering from a dream about the kitchen cat who prowled the house. "I need a vacation," he said to his wife. "Let me take you to the countryside where I was born. Life is quiet and peaceful there. The sun shines brightly every day, and the air is so clear that you can see the stars at night, and nothing will prepare you for the taste of wild blackberries." "Let's go right away," she said. And so the town mouse and his wife packed a picnic and set off for the country. Now the country mouse and her husband were at their tree stump house, exhausted from searching for food and avoiding the hungry owl who lived nearby. "Sometimes I wish we lived in townhouse, where all the food you can eat is right there in the pantry. They say the smell of cheese makes your whiskers tingle." "Mine are tingling already," her husband exclaimed. Town mice were outside the country mice's house, putting a huge chunk of cheese in the middle of their picnic cloth. The country mice peered down at it. They heard the town mouse exclaim, "This is the life! Wild flowers, spring peepers, if only we lived here!" The country mice crept out. "You like it here?" they said. "Why, we've always wanted to live in a townhouse!" The town mouse offered them a nibble of cheese.
"Why don't we trade houses?" he said.
"Would you?" asked the country mouse, her mouth stuffed full of delicious cheese.
"We'd leave right away," she said.
And as they said goodbye, each of the mice thought they had the better part of the bargain. It was dark when the country mice arrived in town and found the house. They tiptoed inside and wandered into the sewing room, where they found what they thought was a sumptuous bed and fell sound asleep. Much too early in the morning, a loud clanging woke them up. Sooty clouds of smoke were pouring over them, and they heard a strange voice purring loudly.
"Sausages and ham, it's hungry I am. Sausages and ham, it's hungry I am. Mice in my stew, wait till I catch you."
Who do you think that is? The country mouse asked his wife. Now, in the picture we can see, what did they fall into that they thought was a sumptuous bed? Can you tell what it is?
A shoe.
A shoe. I suppose it would be about the right size. The town mouse and his wife were up with the birds, ready to gather wild blackberries in the grassy meadow for breakfast. They could smell them. They just couldn't find them. As the town mouse's wife turned to remind her husband to remember the way home, she felt a large wet drop on her head.
What was that?
She asked.
Is the bathtub leaking?
No, we're in the country now, he said. Those are raindrops. And just then, lightning lit up the sky and rain poured down as the two drenched mice ran wildly for their tree stump home. The country mice were still looking forward to their first splendid meal in the pantry. Oh, I'm sure there is ham in the ice chest and rolls in the bread box, but the best smell of all is coming by here from here, the country mouse told her husband. It must be a fine old cheese. I'll climb on your shoulders and get it. But she couldn't quite reach it. Stand on your toes, she called down. But just as she got a hold of the cheese, her husband lost his balance. The top slammed down, and she was left hanging by her tail.
Oh, help me! Help me, I'm caught!
It was a box in the pantry, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing it was designed to keep the mice out. Well, in the picture, I can see one more thing that's happened. So in the left side of the picture, we see a sleeping cat. Back in the country, the town mouse had put on dry clothes. He was especially proud of his bright new jacket.
So colorful and eye-catching, he said to his wife. Let's stroll in the forest. We'll come back loaded with acorns and hickory nuts.
But soon their walk was interrupted. The town mouse's colorful coat was so eye-catching that it caught the eye of a curious blackbird. And if his wife hadn't held onto him by his foot, he would have been carried off. Not far away in town, the country mouse felt his wife's silky tail.
Nothing broken,
he said. But when he looked in her eyes, he could see how sad and discouraged she was.
I know something that'll cheer us up, he told her. Follow me.
And he had spied a small window up above the pantry shelves. Together they climbed higher and higher, and when they reached the top, he rubbed away the soot and they looked out at the piece of blue sky.
Doesn't it look like home?
The country mouse asked his wife. The town mice stood quietly together after their awful blackbird scare.
I thought I had lost you forever,
the town mouse whispered to her husband, and they looked around. How still and peaceful it was now. The sun had come out, and everything was glistening and green.
It is beautiful here, she said. We should try to enjoy it.
I know, the town mouse said, but I miss the sound of art of the town. And all the hustle and bustle here, I feel so alone.
And in our cozy townhouse, we knew what to expect,
the wife added. And in the picture, we can see some other chaos that's happening. Why, look. They're being watched by something that would chomp them right up. Moreover, the owl would eat them and the fox would eat them. And then the fox and the owl decided who wants to eat them first. And they kind of fought over them. The country mice knew to stay at home in a thunderstorm, and they knew what to expect from the hungry owl. But they soon found out that there were different dangers here when they discovered a tasty morsel of blue cheese sitting on a pine board.
This time, you take the cheese. I'm still shaking from the being caught in the cheese box,
the country mouse said. And so her husband crept towards the cheese, whiskers trembling. And as he reached it, his foot slipped and he heard a whoosh, followed by an enormous snap. And he was thrown across the room and he landed in a warm bundle of something soft and furry. He narrowly escaped, just barely escaped, being smashed in a mouse trap, didn't he? The country mouse was shaking from this close call.
I can barely stand.
He winced as his wife pulled him up and patted down his crumpled whiskers. It was then that she noticed the bundle on which her husband had landed was tipping and turning. It was alive. Two green eyes snapped open.
Run!
She cried, getting a good look at it.
It's an owl with teeth!
An owl with teeth? The town mice knew how to avoid mouse traps set with cheese, but they soon found that the country had its own perils when they explored a riverbank hand in hand. Suddenly, the water began to boil and churn, and a huge, wet head popped up and stared at them. It was a river otter. The mice tore back their tree stump home only to find a hedgehog rolled into a ball in front of the door, and then they heard an animal crashing towards them in the underbrush.
I can't take this anymore.
The town mouse quaked, and she raced for the nearest tree with her husband right behind her. I don't blame them. Badgers and hedgehogs and otters. Oh my. From the tree, they could see the town lights blink on as the sun went down and the stars came out one by one.
What shall we do?
The town mouse asked his wife. But before she could answer, she saw a pair of glowering eyes right beside them. And they were face to face with the most terrifying creature of all.
A cat with wings!
Shrieked the town mouse.
That's it for me!
His wife cried. And they ran down the tree and towards the town, as fast as their legs could take them. As the town mice headed frantically along the road, the country mice were fleeing in terror towards the country. Their paths crossed, but neither saw each other. They were so frightened. Even the sky seemed to be falling down on them. The country mice didn't stop running until they could see their tree stump in the distance. But I'll tell you who did find each other. The owl that was chasing the town mice, and the cat that was chasing the country mice. And the cat and the owl had a marvelous fight. Yeah. The town mice kept on running until they reached their old house. The musty smell of old wood and smoke from the kitchen all seemed wonderful. Even the street sounds outside sounded cheerful and friendly.
There's no place like home,
sighed the town mouse as he and his wife settled into the warm old slipper.
There's no place like home.
And atop their cozy tree stump house, the country mouse and her husband looked up at the full moon shining down on them, and they sighed happily.
We missed you,
they said together. I'm sure the moon missed them too, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Well, back on the road, the cat and the owl had knocked each other out when they collided head on. The cat, slowly waking up, touched his bruised head gingerly. He looked up to see the owl brushing himself off. It was then that he had an idea.
owl. How would you like to trade places with me? I've always wanted to try the simple life in the country. I can tell you how that's gonna end, and he isn't gonna like it, is he?
Yep, he's gonna be chased by a fox.
You think? Oh, at least.
Or he's gonna fall into the river, and otters are gonna attack him. Cats hate water.
They do. It's so true. They do. Well, my friends, let's hope this. You learn to be happy wherever you are. And can I let you in on the greatest secret I ever learned?
Yeah.
Happiness is not having what you want, but wanting what you have. And that is something you can live your whole life with. It's also the end. Can you say it?
The end.
The end.